if it was yes week for you and you got Troy and he had to say yes to anything you said, what would you say? Okay, I've got mine.
Oh, no, mine's mean.
Okay, go.
Can you go away?
Yes, that would be mine. Can you go to Antarctica and come back in 15 to 20 years? You have to say yes. Let's play hide and seek. You hide. That's it.
I'll seek when I say I'll seek,
which is never. Hello and welcome to Married at First Sight, the recap podcast. I am Jessie Stevens. I'm here with
Claire Stevens.
And we are here to chat about everything Married at First Sight. We've also got our written recap. It's on mamamia.com.au. Claire, you know where we're going to have to begin. Don't. I can't.
Don't.
Oh, it's happening to my eyes again. Claire, I can't.
I know. I can't talk about them without getting super emotional. It's okay. Joe and Sean.
Joe and Sean.
So we had... I'll talk while you get yourself together.
I'm really emotional. Okay.
So Joe and Sean, you might recall that Joe...
had her heartbroken on the national television.
Yeah, yes. And said she was embarrassed, which is ridiculous because she shouldn't be embarrassed because she's a goddamn national hero. But she said she wanted to stay. Sean said he wanted to go. And Joe did not see it coming, which is very sad. It's the day after. And Joe decided she wants to clear the air. It's a terrible idea.
I'd like to put this on an inspirational quote on Instagram. Hope is not always a good thing. Often, hope is useless and we need to give up on it quicker. Because that's what I want to say to Joe. We need to let go of the hope. Sean isn't wearing his ring.
Why? He keeps not wearing it.
And you know what he's doing? He's putting their wedding photo face down so he doesn't have to look at it. They're still in this experiment, but guess what?
What?
They be living in different apartments, which I don't know a lot about relationships. Seems like a bad sign.
And so it's yes week. And oh no, it's just so painful. So the experts have done something nice for Joe, which is it's her yes week. Which, I mean, if it had been Sean's yes week, he would have been like, we just sit in our different apartments. So I think it's good that they chose Joe to call the shots. And so she's like, all right, first thing, let's do lunch. And he makes her like a bacon and egg sandwich just for her, not for him. So they don't have it together. He just serves it to her.
And then sits on the lounge looking the other way, looking like he's going to vomit still. I actually don't think that face has anything to do with Joe. I think that's just his face. We need to move on. Mel and John, they go for a little bit of a walk.
Yeah.
Things are looking good for Mel and John. And it got me thinking. I just dropped my pen. Things are looking good for them. And it got me thinking. If it weren't for this show, they might have a fighting chance.
Oh, yeah, but no.
If they met at the pub, I reckon this could have gone quite well. And I think you've got a lot there. The biggest downfall for your relationship
is the context.
Is the context where it began and how it's inevitably going to end.
Yeah. It's too much. Why are you living together? You just met.
You just met.
Why are you married for?
Exactly.
it's an issue. So let's skip over them because their downfall will come later.
Yeah.
I believe. Tracy and Dean. So Dean dropped the bombshell like, hey, I know we're sleeping together. Hey, I know I haven't given you any indication of this, but not feeling it.
I'm going to be leaving. And she's like, we had sex this morning. And he's like, yeah. And she was like, I feel led on. And he's like, how? Just because I had sex with you this morning and was clear that I liked you and by the evening I want to leave doesn't mean I'm being, like, hypocritical.
I'm not being...
inconsistent.
I'm not deceiving you. I'm not leading you along. She is trying to work out what the hell is happening. And it's similar to the Joe situation in that hope needs to be abandoned.
Yes.
Because we're not experts, but we can see exactly what's going to happen. Dean will have a date with Davina. They'll probably hook up. Tracy will be heartbroken. She'll be like, why didn't you tell me this? And Dean will be like, I didn't lie. I didn't say I didn't hook up. Oh my God, he makes me so mad. But no.
This is the worst. When Dean says sorry, but not really. He doesn't really say sorry. And she's like, is this what you really want to give it another go? And he honestly looks at her and goes,
And she's like, amazing.
Amazing. Let's do it. Let's not jump into it too quickly. And then you know they're just having sex all over again.
Yeah.
Which is what got them into all of this mess.
And actually, something that Tracy can take solace in is that Dean is horrible, not just about that woman, but all women.
Yeah.
So he says that he likes Davina and if I had my choice, if I was on the outside, that's who I would be with. Yeah, okay, she's literally like 15 years younger than you, but cool, Dean. And then he says, when she's dressed really nice and really well dressed up, she looks really good.
Oh, that's nice.
Other times I'm not so sure how hot she is. But yeah, she's definitely attractive.
That's who I want to be with.
Yeah.
Someone who rates me day to day and goes, today, you're a four. And I'll go, thank you, that's what I needed to hear. In my opinion, the only reason Dean is staying in this experiment is because of his close proximity to Davina, mm-hmm. which he would lose if he left. So the fact that she's downstairs, she's within texting distance, which, anyway, they're texting in their different apartments, which we will come to. That's working for Dean.
It is. Dean also, later in the episode, has a conversation with Tracy where he explains to her, this is my favourite logic of all time, you're from Perth. Relationships are different in Perth to how they are in Sydney.
Because in Sydney, we have open relationships.
What? And what? Everyone is polyamorous.
But they're not. We were sitting there like, oh, okay. Wait, we live in Sydney and that's not a true thing. And he's like, no, no, no. It's open relationships and she's just a bit immature and idealistic. Mm. Which might be fair if you hadn't signed up for the Married on the TV show.
Where you literally got married, though.
You actually got married. You stood at the fake altar with the fake celebrant and said to the fake woman, I'm going to be loyal to you. And then less than a week in, he says, I'm not into marriage. Yeah. Don't know why you are, you weirdo. Hey.
It's rude. Now we need to get on to Matt and Alicia, which is probably the couple that confuses me the most because, as with a lot of things in this show, lack in context, lack in background, didn't seem to show the point at which it all fell apart.
There are four words that sum up their relationship. Did we miss something? Because I feel like with this, something's happened. He's friend-zoned her. They no longer speak and we're meant to get it. The only conflict they've had is that Matt feels that Alicia likes nice restaurants and he likes a schnitty. I feel as though this is something we can overcome.
I also feel like that just isn't their biggest issue. There's something else going on. And for some reason, we're not allowed to see it.
It's really annoying.
And Alicia's crying and Matt's crying. And then he's like, but I'll give it another go. I just, what?
Like, no, Matt says, I'm going to give it another go. Like, I'm here. I really, really care. I'm going to stay in my apartment while you stay here. Like, I feel as though we can get closer by being further away. No, Matt, that's really, really not how it works. It just doesn't feel like a good sign so early on.
And it's quite sad because at the wedding I was kind of convinced that they were really cute together.
Nah, Matt's freaked. Yeah. He's freaked out. He's not into it.
He's like, whoa, why? What? Why are we married? It's like, because you went on the show. Because you went on the
Which
show.
Which brings us to
two words.
Texting scandal.
There is always a texting scandal. Once you get more than four couples in this show, there is a texting scandal.
On the subject, because there are two participants in the texting scandal, mm-hmm. obviously Davina and Dean.
Yes.
On the subject of Davina, it's been her job to say yes to Ryan all week. He takes her golfing. She doesn't try. It's annoying. Also, Ryan does a lot of things like cooking for her, which doesn't
And taking the garbage out?
Yeah, which doesn't feel at all like a yes week.
Ryan's whole yes week is just doing stuff for Davina because he feels so bad about himself.
It's not kind.
No.
But they're messaging each other because they want to talk about how they both want to leave their partners or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Davina's like, as much as I love Tracy, babe, come on, babe. You don't love Tracy.
As much as I love Tracy, I am going to actively steal a husband.
I'm going to do it on the TV. I'm going to undermine her on the TV. That's all I'm going to do. So they're texting and you can just see that a producer has said, Davina, look guilty and type. And they've obviously superimposed the text message because no one has this like phone on loud when they're sitting in a lounge room with their other partner. So it's like, bing, bing. And she's like, ooh, guilty. It's Dean.
And then Ryan's like, what's that, babe? And she's like, nothing. Oh, that is so staged, but I love it so much. So something that was frustrating about this episode is that we didn't really get to the big complication of the texting scandal.
No, that's definitely been clickbaited for next week.
No, tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting ahead of yourself. So we've seen the texting, and that's one part of the scandal. The bigger part of the scandal is them meeting up. And it looks like they hook up.
No. We were being baited on that. Kiss each other on the cheek. I know it. And they're meeting at a cafe where their partners are obviously going to walk past, not to mention they're being filmed very publicly.
I know. Oh.
Before we wrap up, please, we've just got to touch on Troy. Because at one point he starts patting Ashley in an elevator.
Again.
And she says, I thought I told you to stop doing that. She didn't say that. I imagined it.
She said it with her eyes.
With her eyes. And then the furniture. I didn't think girls were good at the constructing of the things. Shut up, Troy. That's what I think every time I see his face. Stop with the talking. Definitely stop with the laughing. Wait, no, my favourite was when he's laying in bed. 3, 2, 1, turn the light off. And she's like, why do you keep counting down? It's so annoying.
I have hiccups.
It's the type of thing a six-year-old does for a week and their mum says, no, seriously, that's really annoying. Don't do it. All right, you're actually about to explode. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Married at First Sight Chat. Please, we would like you to join us in our closed, very private, very interesting Married at First Sight LOLs Facebook group.
LOLs with an S.
And for the recap and everything Married at First Sight related, there is not a story out there we're not covering, trust us. Go to mamamia.com.au. We will see you there.